The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. 10th Canto, Chapter Number 20, Text Number 40. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on September 6th, 2017, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Gradually, the different areas of land gave up their muddy condition, and the plants grew past their unripe stage. In the same way that sober sages give up egotism and possessiveness, these are based on things different from the real self, namely the material body and its byproducts. Purport. The word adishu in this verse indicates that the byproducts of the body, such as children, home, and wealth. So, what lesson can we learn from this?
And commentary, I believe.
There's a nice lesson in this for us. Actually, these plants are our siksha gurus. We're learning from the plants how to become sober sages. The plants are giving up their muddy condition, they're growing past the unripe stage. In other words, there's the unripe stage and the ripe stage. Just like you can have an unripened fruit and you can have a ripened fruit. So just as a plant with fruits, well, at one stage we'll have unripened fruits. In another stage, we'll have ripened fruits. So we have to grow past our present unripened stage into the ripened stage of Krishna consciousness. Here, the Bhagavatam is telling us what happens when you get to the ripened stage. You become a sober sage, free from egotism and possessiveness. So that's where we're supposed to be heading right now. From the unripened stage to the ripened stage. It's not always easy. Sometimes we face great difficulties. But there's a nice saying, actually, in Chinese wisdom, which is very applicable in Krishna consciousness. That saying is this: perseverance furthers. Can you translate that in Lithuanian? If you persevere, you will move forward, you see. In English, we call it stick-to-itiveness. You stick to it, you don't deviate, you see. Sometimes we face great difficulties. Sometimes it's really, really bad, really bad. If you can persevere through the difficulties, you come out very strong in Krishna consciousness. Just like recently, I went through a heavy, heavy difficulty with my health. I had a herniated disc and a pinched nerve down my whole left leg. Herniated disc. And the pain was so bad. I was thinking it was better that I die. It was that bad. I had to put an ice chest by my bed, and I had ice packs up and down my leg just to tolerate the pain. It was psychologically so heavy thing. And I was losing my equilibrium because of it. But then I had a profound realization which completely changed everything. I remembered Queen Kunti. My Siksha Guru, Queen Kunti. She said, Vipadarshan Titashashvat Tatatatajagud Guru Babanam Darshanam Yachad Apana Babadarshanam. May those calamities come again and again. Because when they come, I can do nothing but see you, my beloved Krishna. And when I see you, I no longer will see birth and death. So instead of being bewildered by the heavy pain and difficulties I was going through, instead of just caving in and giving up, oh, I can't handle this anymore, I'm giving everything. Here's the prayer that turned everything around. I said, Krishna, please give me more difficulties. Please give me more difficulties, more difficulties, more difficulties. I learned from Kunti Devi. When you have more difficulties, you feel you can't handle anymore, you're just going to lose everything. You just can't take it anymore. Say, Krishna, please give me more difficulties. More and more. Just heap unlimited difficulties on me so I understand I have no shelter except for you. You see, the reason we have difficulty with the difficulties is this. We think we're the controllers. And that's why we can't handle the difficulties. Because I'm thinking, yes, I am the controller. But difficulties are a very golden opportunity for you to kick out this stupid idea that you're the controller. So when you beg for more difficulties, more difficulties, more difficulties, the most amazing thing happens. You realize I'm just a puppet and Krishna is the puppeteer. As Prabhupada prayed in his arrival prayer when he came to America. He said, I'm just a puppet, now you make me dance, make me dance, make me dance as you like. So when you give up this idea that yes, I am the controller, and you acknowledge Krishna, you're the real controller, now you do with me as you like. Just like Lord Chaitanya prayed. You are my worshipful Lord unconditionally. You can handle me roughly by your embrace, or you can leave me brokenhearted by not being present before me. But you are always my worshipful Lord unconditionally. So as soon as I prayed like that, everything turned around. I didn't need the ice anymore. I was thinking I won't be able to come to Lithuania because I can't get out of the bed. But Madan Mohan and Raja Kishore were there. They're witnesses of what I went through. I couldn't even come down the stairs to the temple room. It was so bad. But as soon as I took that mood of Krishna, more, 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 more difficulties, just heap them on me unlimitedly. Then it was mystical. Everything turned around. And now here I am in Lithuania with no ice packs. So, in this way, you all should learn from this, what I went through, you see. Don't be overwhelmed by difficulties. You have to see there is a special blessing from Krishna to help you kick out the ridiculous idea that you are the controller. You are not the controller. You're always being controlled either by the material energy or the spiritual energy. As long as you remain controlled by the material energy, you're going to be miserable as hell. But when you agree to be controlled by the spiritual energy, It becomes amazing. And you know what Krishna says? He says that one who agrees to be completely controlled by me controls me. That's the amazing thing. Prabhupada told us, Krishna is ajita. He cannot be controlled. But if he becomes jita, are controlled by the devotee who loves him. So when you completely agree to be totally controlled by Krishna, then Krishna agrees to be controlled by you. Just like Mother just said over that whipping stick. You naughty boy! He goes running. Because she is completely controlled by Krishna. He agrees to be controlled by her. So we'll read about the sages becoming mature. We can understand what it means for us to become mature sages. We have to give up this idea that I'm the controller and be completely submissive to Krishna and as Krishna's representative, our spiritual master. Just like when Prabhupada was here, whatever Prabhupada wants, everything for Prabhupada. We'll do anything for Prabhupada. We'll die for Prabhupada. Just like around the around 1973, and there was all kinds of propaganda against the cults. Devotees were being kidnapped. There was some demoniac fellow named Ted Patrick. The parents would pay him $10,000 or something like that. And he would kidnap a devotee and take him to some remote cabin somewhere and quote, deprogram him from being a devotee. Some of my godbrothers were actually kidnapped. Yeah, they went through that, and they were able to fool the kidnappers and get loose. But it was a very heavy time, and there's all this propaganda against the Hare Krishna movement in the media and everything. There was even a court case in the state of New York that this is a dangerous brainwash cult. By Krishna's grace, we won that case. But it was a very heavy time in America. So I was standing there in the temple room. Prabhupada was lecturing to a whole temple room full of devotees. It was very nice. I was standing just beside the Vyasasam. And there was a window right behind Prabhupada. This is an example of the mood all the devotees had. I was thinking, if somebody comes to shoot
Prabhupada,
I will take the bullet. I will protect my spiritual master. Even if I have to die, it's okay. I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying all of us had that mood. That was the whole of the mood. Every devotee is willing to die for Prabhupada. That's the feeling we had for Srila
Prabhupada.
We'll do anything for Prabhupada. Even if I have to take a bullet to protect him from being shot. So in this way, we should learn how to be dedicated to the spiritual master. Spiritual master has taken a great responsibility. When he initiates the disciple, the karma of that disciple goes through the spiritual master. Sometimes the spiritual master has to get sick also because of accepting disciples. And Prabhupada also explains how the spiritual master, he will take birth he has to take birth again in the mature well until all his disciples go back to Godhead. So he's actually given up his own going back to Godhead until you can go back to Godhead. He will continue taking birth here in the material world until you become liberated. That's what Prabhupada explained. So it's a very heavy responsibility to be a spiritual master. And therefore, we should be very dedicated to our spiritual master. He's sacrificing everything for me. Even his own liberation, he's willing to postpone until I become liberated. So how much we should be dedicated to our spiritual master? This is a very important thing. What do we sing in the Guru Puja prayers? My only desire is to have my consciousness purified by the words emanating from his lotus mouth. It's interesting, there used to be a record label called, I think it's still there, but RCA Records. Their logo was a dog. And in the old days they had these record players, it was like a megaphone and a little turntable. It wasn't like the modern day record players. And so the logo was called His Master's Voice. So there's a recording of the dog's master on the record. And his master's voice was coming out of the speaker. So the dog was sitting like this with his ear to the record to hear his master's voice. So I was thinking, yes, this is brahmachari. This is devotee. I just really want to hear my master's voice. That's all. I just want to hear my master's voice. As I've sometimes explained before, when I joined the movement, there was no recordings really of Prabhupada available for us to hear, except for a couple of records. But there was no lectures available. There was no tape ministry. But then they started the Bhaktivedanta tape ministry. Ah, wow. You could subscribe, and every week they would send you the latest lectures that Prabhupada just gave. The latest morning walks on Venice Beach where he smashes those scientists. What nectar. But there was one difficulty. As a brahmachari living in the temple, I had this service, that service the whole day. Where is the time to sit down and hear the tapes? There's no time. What to do? But I had an idea. During lunch, the brahmachari ashram is like a desert. Everybody's in the prasadam room. And, I can have a big breakfast. I don't need lunch that bad. So every day I would skip lunch. And I would go to the Brahmachari Ashram with my cassette player and those cassettes and a notebook. And I would play and I'd hear something and I'd write it down. I was taking notes. I have many notebooks. I still have those notebooks. They're a great treasure for my brahmachari days. A whole stack of notebooks of the notes I took from all those tapes. And my service in the afternoon was to go to the college campus and preach to the students. We made many devotees on that college campus, the University of Florida. And they would bring all these arguments. And I just heard what Prabhupada said about those arguments on the morning walk. And I could take what Prabhupada said and repeat it to them and defeat them. It was ecstatic. I was taking what I heard from Prabhupada, repeating it, and seeing how it affected these students. It's amazing how many devotees I made on that campus. The first day I went there, my temple president, Amarendra Prabhu, told me I should go out and preach on the campus. I took a bowl of Simply Wonderfuls and a harmonium and a little blanket. I just sat down on the canvas and played the harmonium and started singing. And one boy named Steve Silverman, he sat down with me. And I preached to him for a few minutes. And he agreed to surrender. And become a devotee. It was amazing. Within 10 minutes, I made a devotee. He came back, he shaved up, put on a dhoti. I took him to the campus. He dropped out of school and became a full-time book distributor. It was amazing. In 5 minutes, I made a devotee. So it was really powerful. And we made so many devotees. But then there was a whole big push in ISKCON for book distribution. Every devotee in the temple should go on book distribution. It was wonderful. It was a book distribution revolution. But my temple president wondered, what about Sankarshan going out on the campus with a bowl of Simplies and a harmonium? Should we stop that program and send him out on the parking lots with a book bag? Or should we let him keep going to the campus with that bowl of Simply Wonderful? So he wrote Prabhupada and asked him. Actually, at that time, it had expanded from a bowl of Simplies to a whole lunch. We had a free lunch. You know, sabji, halava, you know, nice prasadam on the campus. Really nice lunch. So Prabhupada wrote back, he said, if we keep feeding, about the college preaching and the campus, he said, if we keep feeding them prasadam, they will become devotees. So in that way I remained a campus, college campus preacher. Because Prabhupada wanted the what we call the Plaza program, preaching on the Plaza of the Americas, to continue. And it was really amazing. When I first went to that temple, there was only two devotees there. Amarendra Prabhu and his wife, Mother Gayatri. They became like my father and mother. It was very wonderful. And within 1 year, we had 21 devotees living in the temple. And we bought a big temple building with a big campus and a huge parking lot. It was amazing. Just in 1 year, that transformation. So the point is this. If you're very dedicated to hear the words of your spiritual master, and you learn to repeat what your spiritual master has told you, having full faith in the potency of his words, you can make a revolution. You can transform Lithuania into a spiritual planet. Your prime minister can be bringing Vaishnava Tilak. And all of your high court judges be chanting japa before they go to the courtroom. So do it. Revolutionize this country. There's only one thing that can stop you. That's your lack of faith. Your unripened state of consciousness. So we unripers, we know that we become ripers. We're a bunch of unripers, you see. Now it's time to become ripe. How does a fruit become ripe? Sticking to the vine is the best secret. Sticking to the vine, sticking to the plant. The apple, when it stays on the tree, it can wrap it very nicely. So stick with the orders you have received from the spiritual master. Chant your 16 rounds every day without fail. Strictly avoid illicit sex life, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. And the most amazing transformation of consciousness will take place. You will evolve from the unripened state to the ripened state. As Prabhupada told me, he said, now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. That's the ripened stage. When you can see Krishna face to face. Lord Brahma also talks about it. Premanjane charita bhakti valochanena santaksadaiva hidayeshu valokayanti yangsham shundaram chintagunas pavrupam govindamadi purusham tamam vajami. I worship Govinda, the Prime Evil Lord. It was Sham Sundar, Krishna himself, with inconceivable, innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotion tinged with the salve of love. That's what we need. We need to have the eyes of devotion tinged with the salve of love. Well, right now we have eyes of lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. So how do we purify these eyes? Where do you get that ointment? Purify your lusty eyes that want to see the opposite sex. Where do we get the ointment to purify those eyes? It comes from hearing. It's a very unusual ointment. Usually eye ointment you just put directly in your eye.
You
know, get a little tube, you know, and squeeze it in your eye. But this eye ointment, premanjana, the ointment of love of God, is applied through the ears. You hear from your spiritual master, from the Vaishnavas, you hear from these devotees. Take deep Krishna Gita within your heart. And the magical transformation happens. The more you hear, the more your vision becomes transformed. Devotees who know this art, they are very eager for Krishna Katha. They want to hear and talk about Krishna 24 hours a day. Prabhupada says this. 24 hours a day is not enough time to talk about Krishna. Can't we get at least 25 or 26 hours into the day? That's how eager a devotee is to hear and chant about Krishna. This is described in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text number 9. Machchita madhakata pranam bodhayantak paraspadam kantayatashtamam nyutan tashyanti chavramanti cha. Tashyanti means... Let's see, Ramanti means they enjoy like anything. Tashanti, they relish like anything. So, the Vaishnavas, those who are actual Vaishnavas, not pseudo-Vaishnavas. Those who are actually Vaishnavas, they relish like anything, hearing and chanting about Krishna. If there's some talk going on about Krishna, they want to go and hear, drink that nectar. Ah. Just like a love feast, you know? For them, every time Krishna is being glorified, that's a love feast. They want a feast. It's like halava, gulab jamuns, pakoras, chutney, you know. He's going to hear. Ah, Krishna, 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 Krishna. They just want to hear about Krishna. They just want to call out, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. There's so much relish they're getting by that, you see.
Yeah, godžiai klauso, godžiai šaukiasi Krishnas.
They're intoxicated by Krishna.
Ir visiškai apsvaigsta.
That's what attracted me to join this movement. Vishnu Janaswami was so relishing talking about Krishna. He would say, just give your love to Krishna. So wonderful. He would talk about Krishna in such a way that you'd just be mystified to hear him talk about Krishna. It's amazing. Even there was one girl who came, used to come when he was preaching there in Austin. Her name was, I think it was Margaret. But she had a little baby girl. And this little baby girl was hearing about Krishna from Vishnu Janaswami. This baby girl became intoxicated by Krishna. She used to go, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. A little baby would call out Krishna, intoxicated by the name Krishna. It's amazing, you see. So actually, that is the fact, you see. Pashyantacha, ramantacha, they derive great satisfaction and bliss by hearing about Krishna. By talking about Krishna, by bowing down to Krishna, by becoming devotees of Krishna, by worshipping Krishna, by absorbing themselves completely in Krishna. Manmanamamadbhakto madrajimang namaskaru mamma yushasa yuktvayavang atmanang matvarayanaham. So in this way, we follow these wonderful instructions that are actually from
Prabhupada.
These are not my instructions. I'm just repeating what I've learned from my beloved Guru Maharaj. If we follow these wonderful instructions of Prabhupada, we will, in fact, in due course of time, become qualified to see Krishna face to face. Just like I'm seeing you and you are seeing me. That day will come and we can see Krishna just like that. Just by following these teachings of Srila
Prabhupada.
Can you imagine meeting Krishna face to face, eye to eye?
Ar jūs įsivaizduojate tą susitikimą su Krishna?
That day is coming.
Ta diena ateina.
For every one of you.
Kiekvienam jūsų.
If you simply stick to the orders you receive from your Guru Maharaj.
Jeigu liksite su mokytojo nurodymais.
That's the process.
Toks yra procesas.
That's how it works.
Tai taip veikia.
Spiritual master opens the door to the spiritual world.
Dvasinis mokytojas atveria duris į dvasinį pasaulį.
So you can actually pass through the door and meet Krishna.
Kad galėtum praeiti pro tas duris ir sutikti Krishna.
So never underestimate the power and potency of your spiritual master. Krishna has invested him with unlimited potency to deliver you from your material consciousness. We just have to have our faith. That faith is a very important thing. The whole process is built on faith. Shraddha. Faith, that's the most important thing, is it? Because the more you have faith, the more you progress. By faith, you can do inconceivable things, actually. Remember our Siksha Guru? The little sparrow? Remember the little sparrow? The ocean, the mean, nasty ocean, stole the sparrow's eggs. And the sparrow was very, very upset. But she had great determination and faith that I will dry up that rascal ocean. She asked the ocean to return the eggs. The ocean refused. So now she's determined, I will dry up that ocean. So she was going down, she was getting some drops, putting them on the land like this, boom, 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 boom,
boom.
Everyone was laughing, oh, that silly little bird. She'll run herself to death. She's not going to dry up that ocean. She's going to kill herself. But little sparrow has a big brother. Garuda, the king of the birds. When her big brother heard what they, how they were making fun of his little sister, he was very happy about that. He has all mystic powers. So he came swooping in on Garuda Airlines. And he told that ocean, you better give those eggs back right now, or I will dry you up. So the ocean returned the eggs. So if we have that determination of little sparrow, she is our most wonderful Siksha Guru. If we will have the determination of little sparrow, we can dry up that ocean of material desires within our heart and achieve Krishna. So let us have that determination of little sparrow. Always remember the little sparrow. Always follow her example of great determination. And then you can accomplish unbelievable, wonderful things on the path of pure bhakti. So perhaps there's some questions. Yes.
Tai mes, kadangi neturi būti kontroliuojančiais, reikia pasitikėti Krishna. Nu čia, kaip pavyzdžiui, tarkim, važiuojam į Indiją ir ar reiktų, reiškia, pasitikėti Krishna, galima važiuoti ir tiesiog Krishna sutvarkys viską, ten kažkaip surasi, ten tarkim, kur nakvot Vrindavane, ar mes turim planuoti. Nes aš žinau tokią grupelę įsitavusių, kurie keliauja, daro harinavas, knygas platina, bet jie visiškai neieško kur nakvot, jie tenais, kaip Krishna duos, taip ir bus tiesiog.
English? Okay.
So we should not be controllers.
We should not be
controllers. Feel like controllers.
You have to be controlled. That's right.
Yeah. And no, for example, we go to India and control.
Control means you have to go to Mangalarti at Prabhupada Samadhi. Now you can't sleep in. You're controlled. You have to go to Mangalarti, rascal. That means you're controlled.
So should we organize? I will rent flat there. I will fly to my port like this. Control, or should we
The fact that you're going to India means you're already agreeing to be controlled, because Prabhupada said he advised devotees to come to Mayapur and Vrindavan. You're controlled by Prabhupada.
Yes, but I want to finish my question. Because I know a group of devotees in ISKCON who are traveling, making Harinam book distribution, but they don't plan nothing. They just surrender and sometimes...
They're surrendered, they're controlled by Lord Chaitanya.
But it looks externally like they're sleeping somewhere in the station, but they are completely...
Completely? If they're just traveling and preaching, they're being controlled by Lord Chaitanya.
Is it good? His question is different.
Huh? His
question is different.
Oh, okay.
His question is that how it looks like, how to understand this.
It means you've. The thing is, you don't have a spiritual master. That's one. That's why you don't understand him. You haven't accepted a guru. That's why you don't understand him. You understand? You understand? When you actually surrender to the spiritual master, you see, that's how you're controlled by Krishna. You agree to fight, you take shelter of a bona fide guru, you get initiated, and whatever he says, you do it. We have many gurus in ISKCON. You can choose a guru you like, that's okay. But you need to be surrendered to a spiritual master and accept his orders, your life and soul. Then you'll understand what it means. Okay?
Okay, but my question was different.
My version was different.
Но посаки по канарейкам. Ну, ар, ну, kaip tas pavyzdys, ar čia normaliai, kad jie ten keliauja ir, nu, miega ten stotise. Tai užduok tą klausimą.
Should I take this question?
What is his question?
His question is that if someone is planning something, for example, is planning...
But they're planning under the order of their spiritual master. My spiritual master said I should do this, so therefore under his order I'm making this plan.
Taip, jis planuoja, bet jis planuoja dėl to, kad mokytas nurodė taip daryti.
Instead of planning of how to find a prostitute to enjoy my senses, I'm planning how to go out on Harinam or book distribution. That means you're controlling the order of your spiritual master. Yeah, if, next.
Ar tai yra palaipsninis procesas absoliučiai, ar iš tikrųjų galima per akimirką tapti tėvų atsidavusiu. Nes mes žinom, kada mes, kada mes pasijungiam, mes dar nesam pilnai apsivalę, bet jeigu mes sekam nurodymais, ta prasme, po valia mes apsivalome, ar manoma iš karto apsivalę.
The text is written shanai, shanai, it means little by little. And,
yeah.
And is it a gradual process? That you little by little become purified. Is it possible to purify immediately?
Oh yes.
What did Maharaj Kat?
Maharaj Katvanga did it.
Katvanga tai padarė.
You know the story of Maharaj Katvanga? Yeah. He was fighting. He was an earthly king, very powerful earthly king. And the heavenly planets, the demons were taking over the heavenly planets. The demigods were being conquered by the demons.
Ir demonai nugalėjo rojines planetas.
And they were not powerful enough to fight off the demons. So they asked Maharaj Katvanga to help them. So he took charge of that battle against the demons and defeated the demons after many, many long years of fighting. The demigods were so pleased with him. They said, whatever benediction you like, just let us know, we can give you. He said, just let me know when I'm going to die. He had wanted no material thing. He knew that self-realization, surrender to the Lord, is the most important thing. He wanted to make sure that at the moment of death he would be Krishna conscious. So he said, just tell me. He said, just tell me when I will die. He said, oh, your death is just now coming, right now. Thank you very much. He took shelter of Krishna and got immediately liberated. So instant liberation is possible. But it's not normal. Just like sometimes people get an honorary degree. They never went to the university. But they got an honorary PhD degree. Now, if you want a PhD, should you sit in your Brahmacharya ashram and wait for the PhD to come? Or should you go to the university and work hard to get your degree? Of course, I'm only making an example. By being a bona fide disciple, you're already better than a PhD. Simply a mundane example. So if you want a PhD, you should enroll in the university and go through all the courses, etc., etc., etc. So it does happen sometimes that instant liberation happens. Even more amazing is the story of one Muslim. He was in the forest. He's being killed by a wild boar. And in the there's two kinds of things. There's halal and haram for Muslims. It's like we have prasadam and boga. We have good and, you know, so halal means very good, haram is very bad things. So he was very angry, this wild boar was killing him. Now for Muslims also, they can't eat the pork, the pigs, they can't eat pigs, it's considered It's considered untouchable, no good, haram food.
Haram, negerai.
So he's being killed, he yelled out, haram! And he got liberated. Because he yelled, the last moment he said the name of Ram, he got liberated. So it is possible to get instant liberation. But it's not the normal thing. You may think, well, I'm just going to enjoy my senses, you know. Have a few girlfriends, you know, smoke some marijuana, have some hamburgers, you know. By the time of death, I'm going to make sure to go, Krishna! Get liberated. It's not going to work out like that. You won't be able to do it. Death will catch you off guard and you'll go down to the hellish planets. So the thing is that you want to be liberated, you better follow the process. It is possible to achieve it within a minute, but it's very rare. It could happen. Actually, you should think that I can die at any minute. So let me be prepared right now if death were to come. If death were to come right now, I should be instead of state of consciousness, I would go back to Godhead. If you always maintain that mood, you're already liberated. You're instantly liberated right now. If you're always in that mood. Next, Guru Mataji.
It's not rare. One can be instantly liberated what one understands by liberation. And he said that so one who is engaged totally in Krishna's service, they are liberated.
This confirms the point I just made.
Yra sakoma, kad tas, kuris pilnai yra...
That's right.
They don't have to just die and liberated, but they are already liberated.
You confirm the point I just made.
Reikia numirti, kad išsivaduoti. If
you're fully absorbed in the bhakti, you're already liberated. So. Just by being engaged in devotional service. Very good point, Guru Mataji. Thank you. Okay, next. In the back there.
I want to ask, what is the level of ripening to achieve that someone wants more calamities?
Kunti's level.
Kunti ligis.
But we are not on this level.
Well, you can beg for it.
But gali prašyti to lygio.
If you want to come to that level, you can beg for it. Krishna likes beggars, you know. Prabhupada said, I'm just an insignificant beggar. So if you realize that this is a state of consciousness you would like to achieve, just beg for it. Simple thing, ask Krishna. Krishna, please bless me, I can have the same mood of Kunti. If you keep begging him, he'll bless you with it. You have to show your determination like the little sparrow. And then he will bless you with it. Guaranteed. Next. All right, you.
Are there any differences between selecting guru from ISKCON and other sampradayas, for example, God Brothers of Prabhupada? Mm-hmm.
So is there any difference between accepting a guru and an ISKCON or, for example, Gaudiya Math, for example? One thing to understand is this. Srila Prabhupada was the only disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur who fully carried for his mission.
Srila Prabhupada buvo vienintelis Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati mokinys, kuris pilnai įvykdė savo mokytojo misiją.
The only one who fully grasped and implemented Bhakti Siddhanta's vision.
Pilnai suvokė ir įgyvendino Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati viziją.
So, if one is intelligent, one will take initiation within Prabhupada's movement.
priims iniciaciją Prabhupados judėjimą.
We honor all Vaishnavas. I have people who write me who are initiated in the Gaudiya Math, for example. They write me. Actually, there is no one Gaudiya Math. That's one thing to understand. There is no one institution, the Gaudiya Math. There was an institution, the Gaudiya Math, founded by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura. But after he departed, that split up into many, many different little mats. There's no one Gaudiya Mat. They disobeyed Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Two factions within the Gaudiya Mat started a big legal battle. They took the printing press. They sold the printing press, which is the life and soul of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. They sold the printing press to pay legal expenses to fight who would control the mat. The whole thing just split into a big fratricidal war amongst the followers. Prabhupada just ignored the whole thing and went out preaching. He accomplished what none of them could have accomplished. Now we see that they come along and they're very good at coming along and taking devotees from ISKCON. I've seen how these other God brothers, they like to take devotees from ISKCON. In fact, one of them even went so far as to say this. It's shocking. He said, the only true followers of Bhaktivedanta Swami are the ones who come and become my followers.
Aš vieną iš jų mačiau taip šnekant, kad visi tikri pasiekėjai Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Shila Prabhupada.
The ISKCON devotees who don't leave ISKCON. Yeah.
Can you repeat?
Yes. I have a copy of the video in my computer.
Turiu kompiuteryje video kopiją, kuriame
one of these other Gaudiya Math sannyasis, he said the only true followers of Bhaktivedanta Swami are the ones who leave ISKCON and join me.
Vienas iš Gaudiya Math sannyasių sako, kad tikras Šilas Prabhupados pasiekėjas yra tik tai tas, kuris paliks ISKCON ir ateis pas mane.
Those who stay in ISKCON, they are not the real followers of Prabhupada.
Tie, kurie lieka ISKCONe, nėra Prabhupados pasiekėjai.
The only true followers of Prabhupada, the one who leave ISKCON and join me.
Tikras pasiekėjas yra tik tas, kuris paliks ISKCON.
How offensive is that? That is a maha aparad.
That's
mad elephant offense. I'm not interested in these, and therefore I tell everyone stick with this kind. That's what Prabhupada wants you to do. Prabhupada is the only follower of Bhaktisiddhanta who is fully carried for his mission. The others have not. That's a fact.
Faktas yra, kad Šila Prabhupada yra tikras savo mokytojo pasiekėjas.
So if you want the best connection with Lord Chaitanya, you should follow, you should stick with this ISKCON of Prabhupada.
Tad jeigu norite geriausio ryšio su viešpačiu Chaitanya, būkite.
These others come along and they try to sabotage our preaching. That we've seen it again and again. They try to sabotage our preaching.
Mes daug kartų esame matę, kaip mūsų pamokslavimą sabotažuoja.
Yes.
Instructions from Krishna, tad vidhi pranipate na pariprasnana sevaya. Then it is our obligations, where we get the knowledge, that's where we surrender, not like a straight God, and not render service, take the knowledge and go somewhere else.
Și jeigu mes priimsime Krishnos nurodymą, tai yra svarbus nurodymas, kad mes priimame pamokymus iš kažko tai ir tada atsiduodame tą mokytojį. Ne tai, kad mes priimam pamokymus ir kaip gatvė šo nubėgam kažkur tai kitur priim prieglausti.
Srila Prabhupada has built a house in which the entire world can live peacefully.
Srila Prabhupada pastatė namą, kur visas pasaulis gali taikiai gyventi.
These other groups who want to sabotage ISKCON,
jeigu yra kažkokia grupė, kuri nori
who want to take devotees from ISKCON,
nori priimti atsidavusius,
who preach against ISKCON,
nori pamokslauti prieš ISKCON,
They're practically agents of Kali.
Tai yra Kali agentai.
Practically speaking, they're agents of Kali.
Praktiškai šnekant.
They're not connected with what Lord Chaitanya actually wants.
Jie nedaro tai, kad ką viešpats Čaitanja nori.
Yeah, but at the same time, whatever they're doing, we respect them for them.
Tuo pat metu mes gerbiam tai, ką jie daro.
Prabhupada was very respectful to his god brothers. We don't disrespect them.
Labai gerbė savo dievo brolius.
But Prabhupada did not want us to associate with them.
Bet Prabhupada nenorėjo, kad mes su jais bendrautume.
I remember our Bhakti Charuswami, he was serving Prabhupada at the end in Vrindavan. Bhakti Charuswami, my godbrother. He was sent by Prabhupada to one of the godbrothers for a specific purpose. He was sent by Srila Prabhupada to meet with one of Prabhupada's godbrothers for a specific purpose. And Srila Prabhupada wanted to make sure it was limited only to that one thing and it wasn't influenced by him. So my disciples should not go to Gaudiya Math sannyasis for hearing. That's what I ordered my disciples. My disciples can hear from all the ISKCON sannyasis, gurus and preachers. You can hear from all of the ISKCON, but not outside of ISKCON.
Mano mokiniai turi klausyti iš visų pamokslautų ISKCON, bet ne kitur.
They can disrupt, and they're already shown how they're trying to disrupt and sabotage our movement in many ways.
Nes daug kartų bandyta mūsų judėjimą sabotažuoti.
Is that clear? Any other questions? Yeah. What's the question?
Lietuviškai garsiai pasakykit.
If
some non-devotee is giving food for me, what I should do?
You can accept fruits.
Galit priimti vaisius, pavyzdžiui.
I know Prabhupada went to one gathering of religious leaders and they had offered some food. Prabhupada said, I just took fruits and milk.
We don't
eat cooked food.
Mes nevalgom gaminto maisto.
Cooked by non-devotees.
Kurį gamino neatsigavusiai.
It's like Guru Mataji and I, we travel all over the world.
Kaip mes su Mataji keliaujam visą pasaulį.
We don't eat the food on the airplane.
Niekada nevalgom lėktuvo maisto.
We might take a soft drink, but we don't eat those meals. So we don't go to restaurants.
Į restoranus neinam.
Unless it's an emergency.
Nebent tai būtų ekstra atvejis.
One time we had an emergency.
Kartą buvo ekstra atvejis.
We were in Dwarka.
Buvom Dvarkoj.
And the devotees wouldn't feed us. They had an ISKCON temple. They wouldn't give us any prasadam.
Ir ISKCON šventykloje nebuvo jokio maisto.
It's very strange. They wouldn't feed us.
Labai keista buvo.
We paid for a room. I think we paid them for a room to sleep in. They wouldn't give us any prasadam. My prasadam. The devotees wouldn't give us prasadam. We had nothing to eat. They wouldn't feed us. So we had to go to a restaurant. It was horrible. And everybody, they were all staring at us, you know. Because I was, you know, here's a Westerner. They were used to seeing Western devotees in Dwarka, married to an Indian woman. It was like a spectacle. They were all staring at us. Horrible. But we're very careful. Guru Majesty is very careful. We always pack prasadam, so we don't have to worry about it anymore. She's very expert at cooking things that don't spoil. And even in London, we made an arrangement with my disciple to bring a microwave.
Net Londone mes mūsų mokiniai atnešame.
So we can heat up our prasadam.
Ir pašildo maistą.
But one must avoid eating food cooked by non-devotees.
Taigi reikia vengti maisto, kurį gamina neatsidavęs.
But if it's your mom? Well, you say, mom, cook it for Krishna.
O ką daryti, jeigu mama siūlo?
Engage her and say, okay, now you can cook for Krishna.
Pagamink mamą Krishna, tada valgyk.
No onions, no garlic.
Nedėk svogūnų, česnako.
You cook it for Krishna and I will offer it to him and we'll have prasadam together.
Paukoksim Krishna ir valgysim kartu.
That way you engage your mom in Krishna service.
Taip mama užėmė tarnauti Krishna.
Next.
Kitas klausimas.
Lietuviškai.
mes turim kokį nuotaiką įsigyti, kad norėtume ten numirti mokyti ar ten kažką.
Should we develop the mood that we want to die for our spiritual master?
What's it?
Should we develop the mood that we want to die?
Better to live for him. If you're dead, you can't do any service. Our time is up now, actually. Gantarad Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Prema Nande!
Isle Shriman Sankarsan Dasa Dikari Maharaja ki
jai! Jai! Jai!